With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Three wildfires are causing problems in western North Carolina, an area already hard hit by Hurricane Helene.
In North Carolina, the Black Cove Complex fires, which are three wildfires in Polk County engulfing more than 4,000 acres, continue burning with mandatory evacuations underway. The area still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Bo Dossett is with North Carolina Forest Service.
A lot of our forests are basically have a very high percentage of blowdown and kind of thick, downed, and dead timber.
In neighboring North Carolina, the Table Rock fire was growing over the weekend, along with the nearby Persimmon Ridge fire, both consuming more than 2,000 acres. I'm Julie Walker.
Austin, Texas police say they're investigating several incendiary devices found at a Tesla dealership on the city's north side. Monday's incident is the latest in a series targeting the company owned by Elon Musk. Austin police say officers responding to a report of hazardous materials found the devices and called in the city's bomb squad. Also at SRNnews.com, the Postmaster General is stepping down. Jennifer King reports.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has resigned, saying Monday would be his last day after nearly 5 years on the job. His tenure was marked by the COVID-19 pandemic, a surge in mail-in ballots, and the introduction of electric postal trucks. The service has been struggling to stem losses, and earlier this month, DeJoy told Congress he'd work with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency to shave the service's $78 billion budget and cut 10,000 workers. President Trump has suggested he might put the USPS under the control of the Commerce Department. DeJoy said back in February he was intending to step down. His deputy, Doug Tolino, will fill the role until the Board of Governors names a replacement. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is surging in Belgium, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The small country legalized the practice in 2002, and ever since, more and more people have been taking their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 4,000 people accessed assisted suicide in 2024 in Belgium, and the practice now accounts for almost 4% of all deaths in the country. In every place where it has been legalized, assisted suicide has seen greater and greater use each year. 9 U.S. states have legalized it so far. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A primary school in the United Kingdom is canceling its annual Easter service. The Christian Post reports the school cites respect for diversity as the reason behind the decision. The move, of course, has sparked significant backlash online, with critics labeling it disgraceful, accusing the school of eroding traditional celebrations. Officials told parents that the school honors diverse beliefs and it has to do with inclusivity. This is SRN News. An investigation is underway following a fire at Heathrow Airport.
Heathrow Airport's bosses defended their decision to shut down following claims that there was enough power to operate after a substation caught fire. Britain's energy system operator suggested that Heathrow had enough electricity from other sources when Europe's busiest air hub shut down for most of Friday. The airport said it had to ground flights due to the time it took to switch from the damaged substation to two alternative power supplies. British Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander spoke in Parliament.
This was an unprecedented event, and we must learn.
More than 1,300 flights were cancelled, and at least 200,000 passengers had their journeys disrupted. Nayan Kim, London.
White House says Mahmoud Khalil covered up the fact that he worked for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in his application to become a permanent resident, an organization with ties to terror group Hamas. More details at SRNnews.com.